Today on Piano Jazz, my guest is Eliane Elias, a wonderful pianist and singer who hails from Brazil. But she's been on the jazz scene here long enough to have established herself as one of the most original pianists in the world. Hello, honey.
Hello, Marion. How are you? I'm so happy to be here.
That's great to have you here.
Oh, great pleasure. Thank you.
I hear you made a wonderful new record of Bill Evans tunes.
I did, and it's a very special tribute to Bill. I'll tell you a little bit about it, you know, in a moment. But some very interesting songs that were written by Bill, some songs that were part of his repertoire, and two original songs that were never recorded before that came to my knowledge just last year.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Maybe I'll play one by Bill.
I'd love to.
And we can make it a sort of a homage to Bill.
That would be beautiful.
Well, what's the first one that you're going to play?
I like to play a composition by Bill called For Nanette.
Oh, that's a lovely tune.
It's a beautiful tune. It's a tune from a CD that he had called New Conversations, and where he had two, three piano overdubs. And it's a very pretty tune.
Okay.
Yes.
It must be before you came to America that you heard Bill Evans.
You know, it's very interesting because Bill was one of my early influences. When I was about 11 years old, I fell in love with his playing, and I used to transcribe everything, you know, all the songs. And I had the facility to write things, and
that's
I used
amazing.
To play along with the records. And I was so in love with his harmonies and his melodic concept and his way of delivering his solos. And he was really a great influence.
Me too, the same thing.
Same thing, right?
But I wasn't that good at transcribing things. I just had to go with what I heard and hope it was the right thing.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, in a way, for me it was interesting because as a child, I learned the subdivisions of time, you know, into sixteenths, because Brazilian music has all the 16th notes. And then I could hear the music and see almost as a chart. So I would put the record player for a few bars and write it down. And then put a record player a few bars and write it down, then play along.
Well, when did you start to play? You must have been pretty young.
I was 7, and I come from a very musical family. My mother played classical piano, and I grew up listening to jazz because she loved jazz and had a great collection of jazz records. And at that age, 10, 11, I was completely gone. I mean, I was, sometimes they would walk in the room and I had my little record player. I would be like in tears with some wheel swinging, something happening. And it was quite different for a child. I was really taken by the music.
But you got such good technique. You must have taken some kind of lessons or...
Oh, I studied classical, you know, I was classically trained and for many years, and not with the intention of becoming a classical recording or performing artist, but just to develop sound and technique.
And did you think you were going to be in the business, in the jazz business?
You know, I actually did, because I was just talking to someone a couple of days ago about one of my first TV interviews as a child prodigy. I went to TV and I played something, and they asked me, what is it that you're going to do? What would you like to do? And I said, at that age, I said, well, when I grow up, I'm going to move to New York and be a jazz pianist. At age 11.
Lo and behold, here you are.
Isn't it something?
You've been here how many years now?
I moved to New York in 1981.
And you didn't really know much English? You were pretty brave.
I was brave, Marion. You know, I did not know. I didn't speak English. And I didn't want to move to New York until I felt completely ready. I was working with some great musicians in Brazil. For years, I worked with Jobim, with Vinicius de Moraes, some of the great bossa nova composers, but I also had my trio, and I got myself very ready. And when I moved, I came into this city, and somehow, I can't explain how, I didn't feel intimidated.
Well, you'd met Eddie Gomez.
Yes. I met Eddie in Paris. I took a trip to Paris before, and I met Eddie Gomez, who was one of my idols, because he also played with Bill Evans, and I played with him, and he gave me his phone number. And that was like the last little drop in the glass, and I moved to New York, and I called him, but I never found him, because he was always on the road.
Yeah, I know. I had him for about 3 years, and all he ever wanted when he was with me was to go with Bill Evans.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's all he ever wanted, and finally did. And I remember I called up Bill the night that Eddie opened with him, and I said, all right, you've got him.
Really? Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, please play something. I'm dying to hear more.
Okay. Let me tell you something about this next tune that I'm going to play. The recording made by Bill, the song is called I Love My Wife.
Oh, yes, I remember that one.
I remember that. And on Bill's recording, it's also from a CD called New Conversations. And it's he has piano dialogue and trialogue. So he has several overdubs and ends up having six hands, you know, performing this beautiful piece. So I did something. I adapted into one piano. And the tune is really pretty. And I actually started very much the way Bill started on his recording. And then I'll take over.
Dying to hear it.
Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz at NPR.